And now we return to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. As we look in on the Inverness Mansion, we see Jack is in the laboratory talking with Dr. Missoula. Chief Wampum and the caretaker, old far-seeing Art, are loading rolls of dragonfly paper onto a pushcart. When they finish, some push and others pull, and they move out toward the dragon's cave.
Oh, yes, 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 it's true. Many wise men are coming from my country, coming here to the west. But there is such abundance in this country that sometimes the guru from the east, who has never seen such abundance, nor has ever had the opportunity to so easily fill his arms with more than he can carry. And how you say, it blows his mind, you see. No, my friends, there is very little I have ever accomplished. However, as a young man, I did accomplish the fine art of flying on a prayer carpet, you see.
That must have been something.
Oh, it's all relative, my friend, as to whether it's an aeroplane or a carpet, you see. For someone that has seen neither, what would surprise him more, a man on a prayer carpet, huh? Or a giant silver aeroplane, you see. So one fine day, while taking a passenger for a ride on the back of my carpet, you see, a pretty young girl, I might add. I was a young man then, you see. I made a sharp turn, and the passenger slid off and landed headfirst in a, how you say, frog bog, huh? You see? Oh, I tell you, she was hopping mad.
Shh, shh, we are nearing the cave. Now what we'll do is put the dragonfly paper so that it's tied from one tree trunk to another.
I see there are footprints, you see.
Well, of course, we were here last night.
Say, Wampum, will you give me a hand here?
Be careful, don't get caught in the glue.
I wanted to ask you, Dr. Missoula, why won't the dragon's fire melt the glue and ignite the paper?
The glue is a special cats and jam kit formula that does not melt, you see.
Oh.
And the paper is asbestos with wire reinforcing, you see.
Hmm. What do you know about the Wurlitzer of Wisdoms?
You were in the East Tower?
The Madonna Vampira took me there.
The Madonna Vampira?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And then she split, and there I was alone. And the next moment, in came Meanie Eenie, or someone that looks just like her, and she tried to slice me into little pieces with a big meat cleaver.
Impossible, impossible.
What do you mean, impossible?
Meanie Eenie is like a child, a prankster, but never cruel. That's when the world wants her wisdoms. That's when... That's when the world... That's when the world...
In other words, you feel it couldn't have been Meanie Eenie.
You yourself don't believe it, so.
Well, I don't know. It looked just like her, but, well, it was almost as though there was someone else inside her body.
Like a demon?
Yeah, like a demon.
Here, tie this to the trunk on that tree, all right?
All right. You don't think it'll break these ropes?
No, special fiber.
What do dragons eat, anyway?
Tourists.
You know, when I saw the dragon last night, it had the most incredible eyes. Almost human.
Well, pay no attention. They argue all the time. Far-seeing Art is an old cowboy, and Chief Wampum is an Indian. So, here, now stretch this paper.
Stretch it. All right, now pull. Good.
Well, they're still at it.
Hey, come on over here and take a gander at this.
What have you found?
Tracks in the mud here.
Giant lizard tracks.
More than that, these little narrow tracks, see? They lead right there into the cave. Yep.
They could have been made by a 5-speed Italian pedal master.
But that is not all, you see. Over here, the dragon has stepped on the tracks. But now, over here, now, you see, the tracks ride over the dragon's paws, you see.
That means that first the pedal master went into the cave,
and then the dragon came out.
Then the dragon went back in, and the pedal master came back out, yes, no?
Whose eyes did the dragon have?
Yours, Dr. Missoula.
Ramana Maharshi, when he was dying of cancer, and all of his devotees were crying and saying his arm was all cancer, they said, Ramana Maharshi, you know, Bhagwan, God, you know, God incarnate, you are it all. Why don't you save your body? He says, no, it's finished its trip. It's time to go. And they said, don't leave us. And he said, don't be silly. Where can I go?
As we look in, we see Dr. Missoula, Jack, Chief Wampum, and that old far-seeing Art have completed hanging the dragonfly paper near the Temple of the Seven Pillars, which, as you know, is located just outside the dragon's cave.
These tire tracks were definitely made by a five-speed Italian pedal master.
Yeah, and who other than Meenie Eenie rides such a weird vehicle?
Far as I can see, no one.
When the tire tracks go into the cave,
they're stepped on by these giant lizard paws.
And when they return from the cave,
they ride over the lizard paws.
Why would Meenie Eenie want to pedal into the dragon's cave, you see? Most strange.
Well, she did pedal back out again.
Gentlemen, since darkness is approaching, I think we should ponder this remarkable problem somewhere other than right at the mouth of the dragon's cave.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
I propose we return the cart and ourselves post haste and ponder this problem over a glass of port.
Dr. Missoula, I've noticed that Chief Wampum and old far-seeing Art are very strange.
Oh, yes, they argue all the time. Old Art was once a cowboy, so he refers to Chief Wampum as that savage, you know? The chief's real name was Rama Krishna Vishnu, something like that. But when he came to the West, he changed his name to Chief Wampum Stumpum.
Oh, you think he's for real?
Does he have powers, you mean?
Yeah, I guess that's what I mean.
You've met Wham Bam Shazam?
Oh, you mean that teenage boy?
Well, the chief claims to be teaching Wham Bam how to fly.
Through the air?
That seems to be the preferred substance to fly in.
Excuse me, I could not but hear your conversation, you see. There are many people like the young boy Wham Bam who desire trivial powers, such as to fly.
I don't know if I'll consider that trivial.
Many people have a strong desire to fly, you see. Now you can, how you say, go at it directly, you see, such as Wham Bam.
What's indirectly?
Indirectly is becoming a realized being, where flying is merely like paddling on water, you see.
Well, I take it that Wham Bam just wants to fly. He doesn't care anything about becoming a realized being.
Oh, no, everyone, no matter who, housewife, blanker, hippie, or how you say, adet, all wish to become a realized being, you see. Everyone would like to be God, you see. But people are in no hurry, you see. There are many, many, how you say, things, to taste along the way. Many desires. Desires like webs we spin ourselves, you see.
Like what desires?
Anything you desire. Some people desire to fly. So I have taught them how to fly, you see. Oh, but they were, how you say, weighted down with so many desires that they could get but a few centimeters off the ground, you see. Or maybe I use your knee, eh? Yes. They looked very foolish flying at that level. People do not like to be laughed at, you see.
Well, did they give up flying?
Most of them, yes. Or they desire something even more than that. So weighted down they get that eventually they come to a belly landing, eh? Or how you say? Grinding halt, you see.
Shoot, I dust myself off and try again.
By that time, the desire to fly was so great It is not possible, you see. But if you drop the weight of their desire and soar higher and higher up into the heavens, you see.
Say, there's something I wanted to ask you.
Yes?
There are some people who have the power to change themselves into other people or other creatures.
Oh, yes.
Not just create an illusion, but actually change.
Oh, yes. But you see, since this is all illusion, what is actual change, you see?
One more question.
Yes?
Have you ever seen the fourth tower of Inverness?
No, but I know of its existence, you see.
Really? From where?
From Wham-Bam Shazam.
Wham-Bam's an odd boy. Even though he's a teenager, he wears the clothes of the 1950s. Wears his hair in a DA, and he loves the music they played then.
Yeah, 50s music. That jukebox does exist in the fourth tower, and I'll bet Wham Bam's got the key.
Oh, life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweet all along, how long can Shaboom and home for me to get home?
Tune in at this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
According to the old writings, every now and then some cat will come along and see the tower. But the accidents will increase until he figures out how to get into the thing. Then they cease. Until whenever it's time to start the cycle over again in search for another victim to sacrifice...
Sacrifice?
The Fourth Tower is produced by ZBS Media.